I hit rock bottom at that point. My checking account was literally overdrawn. No 401k, wow. Nothing. And so when I went into insurance, I told him no. I was like, there's no freaking way. I don't have any money. I was overdrawn $2,400. One of my friends told me, he was like, well, when are you going to decide that it's worth fighting for? Like, you've told yourself, so you've said to me so many times, like, oh, I want to be in a business owner, or I want to like be limitless. You know, I want to be able to chase my dreams. You've said that to me so many times and you're walking away from it. Mm. So like, when are you going to decide like just to go for it? And then I like wiped off my tears and I went to work. I told them the next day, I was like, okay, I need to help as many freaking clients as I can help to make this work, because this is what I want to do. So
what is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Players Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins, and today we have another special guest in office, man. I haven't had a guest in office for a minute, and I love that she is here. This is Priscilla Moreno, Priscilla_thehealthagent. She has on her IG, health insurance wizard, fitness lover, and believer. Please welcome back to the podcast, I think for the second time ever. What's up, Priscilla?
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be here. I love your new office.
Thank you so much. It's been cool to have you here. You've been shooting a ton of content with Dylan.
Yes.
For social media, and you have been leaning into social media.
Yes,
a lot,
absolutely.
By the way, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
So cool to see. I would say there's a lot of people that would love to lean into social. Like, how do you think video and social media plays a role in selling more insurance or recruiting more insurance agents? What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's people are going to do business, whether it's a recruit or a potential client of mine, with people they know, like, and trust. So they want to know you, they want to like you, and they want to trust you. And you get a lot of that with social media. We have the privilege of being able to outreach thousands and thousands of people now, where when I started, you know, I had to pick up the phone and individually call everyone. Mm. I mean, we still had social media, but I didn't utilize it as much as I should have.
Yes.
And I know for sure when you started, you definitely had a door knock, probably a lot more than I did. And so now we have the privilge of being able to outreach. So I think that's important.
Yeah. And if we think about it, it's like, people are like, well, I don't think it's gonna help my business. It's like, yeah, but literally every person on the planet that could ever potentially buy insurance from you or join your team is literally on this thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, somewhere, absolutely. Right? I mean, the stats behind it is wacky. What has changed? Oh, for those that don't remember the first episode, remind them who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing it, how much of a freaking bad chick you are, you know? And I'm telling you what, guys, like, seriously, you sell a ton of insurance. You have a big team that does it. You're down in San Antonio, Texas.
Yep, now in San Antonio now.
Bunch of health insurance. Before we go into what's changed, who is Priscilla?
Yeah, so I'm Priscilla Moreno. I'm a health insurance agent. I'm a believer too. I think that's that. We're wonderfully and fearfully made first.
Amen.
I've been in the insurance industry for almost 6 years, which is absolutely insane.
Wow. Has it flown by?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's like, it's fast and slow at the same time, but more fast. True. But there's times in my career which I said, like, if I could just get a freaking rewind button and be here, would be amazing. But I'm so glad we don't have one. I mean, the universe knows what they're doing and not giving us that rewind button.
That's a good point. What movie was that? Was that Click, where you could like fast forward and rewind?
Oh, yes.
Was that Adam Sandler?
Yep. I have not seen that in a long time.
I don't know what I would do with one of those remotes. That's all I know. I don't know. Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. Or if you got a glimpse in your future self, if you would be like more appreciative of your present self, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially if you're someone that's striving to be a really good human being that accomplishes a lot in the world. You know what I mean?
I think I would be a lot less stressed out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a rock star in 6 years.
Hey, man. Oh, my gosh. So, to that point, too, before we keep rolling, like, so many people end up in their head. Mm-hmm. They lose confidence. They're temporarily, like, down. When things are going rough, it affects them the most. People make the most desperate decisions in their life in the most desperate times. But it is interesting because even in to like a testament to this, like, yeah, I've been doing this for 8 years. Mm-hmm. There's been some amazing moments and there's been more highs and lows, but there's still been some lows. There's still been some struggles. I've still had to reinvent myself in this place and all these things, right? Mm-hmm. People still leave. People still come and go. You know, you still get your first negative YouTube comment, you know, whatever. It happens, you know, but you're right. Like, that's the thing. If you can just stick with it and keep freaking pushing, it's crazy what you can accomplish in 6 years.
Right. No, absolutely. 100%. The people that I look up to the most, they all have that in common. They just have persistence and they persevere. So, so when I think about that, when I think about, because there's still times, like, even if you're further along in your career, there's still times it sinks in, or it comes up where you feel like you want to quit. I'm like, what am I freaking doing? It still comes up.
Self-doubt still happens, no matter what level you're at.
Yep.
I guarantee you, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Trump, Oprah, whoever, you know, I guarantee you, they still have self-doubt every now and then, because I still do.
No, absolutely. It definitely still comes up. I just know how to wave it away a lot quicker than I used to.
And that's a really good point. How do you do that? Like, when it comes, how do you wave it away quicker than you used to? Because I feel like you're right. I feel like, and we're seeing this in the Ultimate Agent show, by the way, too. I told I think Colin a few episodes ago, I'm like, bro, you cannot outsell a bad attitude.
Right.
I don't care how much activity you put in. If you have a terrible attitude, it's not going to go well, right? And so this is our Ultimate Agent Reality Show season 2. We're about to drop the finale, actually, next week.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It'll be crazy, crazy. You'll get to binge watch a couple episodes, which is cool. When we're doing that, like, we're seeing agents that one day, oh my gosh, dude, I'm freaking amazing. I can't miss. I'm hitting everything. Next week, the next day, I think I'm going to quit. I'm struggling. I'm going to leave. Somebody just told me no. I couldn't get a bank account, whatever. And then the next day, oh my gosh, I'm freaking amazing.
Right.
Like, if you can ebb and flow and stay consistent and persistent, like you're saying, like Priscilla, in the ups and the downs, and you can stay level and not get too up and not get too down. I love like, dude, I'll get up, you know, but I try to get down less than I used to.
Right.
What do you think about all that?
Yeah, no, I think it's when you start to look forward to the down moments, because you get super excited about the growth opportunity. That's what helps wave away some of that self-doubt. You're like, oh, great, I get to learn right now. This is a privilege to be able to go through this, because there's people out there that would love the opportunity to have one of your lows. So just remembering that.
Because their low is way lower.
Right.
What's funny is, I bet your low is someone else's high. How crazy is that? And I've always heard this for years. I love this phrase. It's like, never stop comparing someone else's end to your beginning.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I'm like, dang, dude. Like, because I follow Cardone, different people, Patrick Bet David, E.T., et cetera. And I compare myself to them all the time. And I'm like, why the flip am I so far behind?
Right.
And I'm like, why am I going so slow?
Yeah.
Why am I so terrible? You know, whatever. Dude, they're all freaking 40s, 50s, and 60s. You know?
Yeah.
It's funny how we want to like, someone else got crazy success in 6 years.
Right.
An insurance agent is frustrated in 6 days or 6 months.
Right.
When they're not Priscilla, and it took you 6 years, they're like, ah, it should take me 6 months.
Right. Yeah. No. Exactly. And I think a lot of that too is, you know, you look at people ahead of you, and your journey is your journey, and you're missing out on so many of those beautiful things, even on the lows, when you're too busy looking at somebody ahead of you.
Totally.
So what, for me, like, when I think about, like, running, I'm like, I put my blinders on and I'm like, I go one little, I'm like, okay, if I can just get to the stop sign, I'm like, okay, getting to the stop sign wasn't that hard. If I can just get to the next driveway, getting to the next driveway isn't that hard. And so just a little bit at a time, and focusing just on everything that's going on with you is important.
So good. Yeah. Just literally taking it one step, one dial, one knock, one day, 1 hour. Like, you haven't seen episode 8, so I got to be careful how I word this. She's been watching the show, but she got in at midnight last night coming here. And episode 8 aired literally last night. Today it's Thursday, January 5th.
Yes.
Yeah. And so Friday, it aired last night. And towards the end of that, something happened with Colin where he was like an emotional wreck, and he was like, really was like wanting to borderline quit. Probably wouldn't have, but you know what I mean? Like, we all go through the moments. And he talked to, I won't spoil all of it, but he talked to his wife. And his wife's like, you don't want to have regrets. You don't want to leave any doubt.
Right.
And you can do anything for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 hours left in the day. Yeah. It was like 6 o'clock. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I can do anything for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah. It's like one of those things, like pain is temporary. Yeah. No, I love that. I cannot wait
didn't
to
you,
see it.
You blew out your knee or something, right?
Yeah. I tore two ligaments in my knee, but I got surgery on one of them.
Because you were a bodybuilder.
Yep.
Olympic lifter.
Yes.
Right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Which is incredible, by the way. For those who don't know Priscilla, like, who were you teenage years, 20s?
Yep.
Now you're 29, you know, yeah. Whatever, right?
I'm me about too. To be 39 in 2 weeks.
You don't look 38.
Thank you.
Oh, I probably do look 33, but, you know. Who were you along the way, and how'd you find insurance?
Oh, gosh. Dylan asked me that earlier, and I always say insurance found me. Mm. I didn't find insurance. Insurance found me.
I think that's true for a lot of people, by the way. I'm kind of curious if you guys agree with that in comments below. Like, do you think that insurance found you, or do you think you found it? Because you're right. Like, I think even growing up in the house, it found me.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Mm, interesting. Yeah. So my dad owned a collision center growing up. And he wanted me to sell cars because he had friends that sold cars and did really well. So I did it for a very short amount of time, and I did well. They're like, this will change your life. And
how old were you?
I was 19.
And you started selling cars?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Used cars. I didn't get the fancy stuff.
No. How did you do?
I did well. I did pretty well.
Why do you think you did well at 19 selling cars when you hadn't done it before?
Gosh, that's a good question. I think for me it was, I didn't look at it as a sale. Like, I had like nothing to lose. I just looked at it as being helpful.
Yeah. And everything to gain. And even then it's like, you didn't have to gain much at 19 to feel like you're on top of the world. Right. Really? Yeah. I mean, being honest. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for me was asking a lot of the right questions, even at 19, I was like, well, really what you're looking for. And a lot of people went into sales mode. I can get you in this car today. And I was like, what do you really need? Like, what's going to be important to you?
Yeah. And it's funny because people freaking know that you can get them in a car today.
Mm-hmm. No, right, that's true.
Nobody doubts that. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can get you in this. Like, no freaking crap, bro. Yeah. Right? Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. You are right, though. Like, that's the go-to.
Yeah.
Versus, again, and this is a huge nugget, by the way, for those that aren't hearing this, massive nugget from Priscilla. The best salespeople build rapport, ask questions, solve problems.
Right.
They don't, I can get you in this policy today. Mm-hmm. Dude, you're selling it. They know they can buy it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. They know it's available for purchase.
They don't doubt that.
Right. Yeah. No, that is true. They definitely don't doubt that. So, I wholeheartedly believe in finding the pain point. We talked about this earlier too. Like, we see a bunch of videos like, don't ever do this, and you should only do it this way. And I'm like, it's really like the beauty of sales. It's not one size fits all because it's an emotional exchange.
Yeah. That annoys me too. And people are like, you cannot succeed doing this. I'm like, bro, I could.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to show you.
Correct. Yeah. Like, I know I could. They'd be like, if you ever ask this, you'll never get the sale. I'm like, I could ask it every time and still get the sale, right?
Yeah. Or never say these type of words. I'm like, okay, now I have no words to say anymore because you told me not to say any of these.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes, I've heard that too. Yeah.
So, and it's just kind of, like I said, it's an emotional exchange. So if you can connect, really, you can say whatever you want.
100%.
As long as you find the pain point.
Yep. Okay, so 19 selling cars. What's next?
So at that point, I went into retail. I think I told you that last time. Last time I was on your podcast.
Yes.
I went into retail, and then I was a district manager for Dillard's. And I thought I was going to retire at Dillard's. And then I got laid off. And then I sold fine jewelry briefly.
What did you think when you got laid off from something that you thought you were going to do forever?
Oh, my gosh. I was mad that I wasn't the one that quit. I was mad that they fired me because essentially I still got fired, right? Even though it's a layoff.
Layoff, yeah. They fire you or you leave.
Right.
No matter what, you're not there.
Right.
Now, we love the control. We'd be like, I wish I'd have just left. But I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I absolutely, like, I'm so grateful for that moment. I absolutely needed that to happen. So when I look back, I'm grateful for it.
Imagine if they had kept you all. Like, what age did they
I was, lay so you when off? I started, well, so when I started with Dillard's, I started at 20. And then... Well, I started in a similar field with Dillard's at 20, and then I got laid off at 25.
Wow.
And then I stayed with them because I got laid off from that role. So I stayed with them in a lower role for a year and a half longer.
Even after they like demoted you, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah, fair. Big demotion.
And then literally you stayed for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It didn't, it didn't feel amazing in the moment, but
yeah. Nah, I believe it. Yeah, yeah, I believe it. But I'm so shocked by that. That is unbelievable. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I went into, I worked in fine jewelry briefly. And then I went into, I worked for Chico's, and then Chico's is what got me to Houston.
What is Chico's?
Women's clothing.
Okay. Ah, yeah, I've seen it. Is it like a Kato's?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like White House Black Market.
Got it. Got it.
And so I worked for them, and then they moved me to, it just happened to be like the right moment for me to move to Houston. So they moved me to Houston, and I stayed with them, and it was probably like the best retail company I worked for. They believed in reading the books and working on leadership. They never called us managers. They called us leaders then. So it was, it's funny that I got like a little bit of glimpse of my future and I didn't even know it. But they had us read the books and work on ourselves to be a good leader. So I really enjoyed working for them. It's just I didn't have any more growth opportunity because it's brick and mortar, you know, and everyone's going e-commerce. So even when I was like, well, let's get some iPads in the stores and, you know, we can help them sell, like shop online while we're in the stores. They were like, well, we're scared of those getting stolen. And so anyway, I went into healthcare administration and took a massive, well, I can tell you this part. They told me, because when I went into healthcare administration, they told me I was going to be like a patient advocate. I was going to help clients verify benefits, learn about insurance, learn what their coverages are, and then get them through care. And so I was like, well, that's freaking easy. And so they're like, well, if we can get more people to get care, we'll give you more commissions and bonuses. And so my first year, I hit every single target and I made, I'll tell y'all what I made. I made 80,000. And I was like, well, I can have my life back. Even though I've made six figures since I was 20 years old. But I was like, I'll take a pay cut to get my holidays back and to, you know, work 9 to 5 and, you know, have Christmas or whatever with my family. I'll do that. And then the second year, they did an evaluation for me and they're like, oh, we didn't think that you were going to make all these bonuses. And I was like, well, you gave me targets. I'm going to hit them, you know? And so, so my second year, they said, we're going to give you a little bit of a salary increase. That's, by the way, I'm like, for me, a salary is like, you're selling your dreams. Like, how much is your dream worth selling?
Yeah.
So I was selling my dream. So they gave me, they upped my salary and then they took away all the bonuses and commissions. So my second year, I made 55,000. And so
that was a nice corporate restructure.
Yeah, that was a good restructure. They're not even really around anymore, which says a lot.
Yeah.
Because people need treatment. So, so anyway, so and I have clients now that I tell that are physicians that I tell that I worked for them and they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. So but I learned a lot. I mean, I learned why like people's pain points when it came to insurance, like why doesn't it cover this? Why does it take so long to verify? And I learned a lot about billing, which helped me a lot going into insurance. And so then I hit rock bottom at that point. My checking account was literally overdrawn. No 401k, nothing. And so when I went into insurance, I told them no. I was like, there's no freaking way. I don't have any money. I was overdrawn $2,400. And so one of my friends told me, he was like, well, when are you going to decide that it's worth fighting for? Like, you've told yourself, so you've said to me so many times, like, oh, I want to be in a business owner, or I want to like be limitless, you know, I want to be able to chase my dreams. You've said that to me so many times and you're walking away from it. So like, when are you going to decide like just to go for it? And so for me, it was like, okay, I needed him to say that. I thought he was going to be like, yeah, I know, like poor you. Like, he definitely didn't say poor you. He was like, go get back to freaking work, and get yourself out of the hole, you know? And I was like, okay. And then I cried myself to sleep that night. And then I like wiped off my tears and I went to work. I told him the next day, I was like, okay, I need to help as many freaking clients as I can help, to make this work because this is what I want to do. So, wow. That helped me get to the next level.
That's incredible. And how long ago was that?
That was in 2019.
That's okay, cool. And you've been doing it 6 years now.
So I'm gonna hit my 5 year anniversary, and then I'll be in my sixth year.
Got it. When's your 5th year anniversary?
May 1st.
Oh, cool. Right around the corner.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. 5 full years.
Yeah, I'm sure my leader is also surprised.
No, I mean, but yeah. Like, how many times did you doubt yourself along the way?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there was times where I cleared out my whole desk. Like, I would go in. Like
boxed it up
completely and said I wasn't coming back multiple times, especially my first year.
Wow. Do you think it happens a lot out in the world right now with
Absolutely.
Agents?
Absolutely. It's just the difference is I went back.
Sometimes every day.
Yeah.
Like literally sometimes mm-hmm. people quit every day. Now they come, sometimes they come back the next day.
Right.
Like you did.
Right.
Was it always the next day? Or did you take like a break sometimes?
It was always the next day. It was always the next day.
What snapped you back into reality of like, okay, dude, I can't actually quit this.
My clients. So I still had people that were asking me for quotes and stuff. And I was like, well, I mean, I can't just like quit on them. They still need quotes. Yeah. So I would still quote them. Even if I quit, I would still whip out my laptop somewhere in my car somewhere and still quote them. I was like, I'm still working.
That's
and
the I quit. Beauty of, yeah, that's the beauty of this industry is like the bigger your book of business gets, mm-hmm. the harder it is to quit.
Oh, yeah. And then it gets to a point where you'll never quit.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to, sure, you know, sell it and leave. But like most people, they don't want to. Yeah, right. That's cool.
Yeah. Mm. So it's funny. I'll share this with you, too. I had one time like one client complaint. It was just kind of a misunderstanding. But I had one client complaint. And I thought it was like because I've never gotten a complaint my whole life. And I thought it was like the world was ending. I was like, I'm going to get fired. Out of all the times I wanted to quit, I'm going to freaking get fired. and my leader was like, this is not a big deal. Like, if you haven't gotten a complaint, you haven't been doing it long enough. So, wow. But I remember thinking that, like, how bad I wanted it when it almost got taken away from me.
Mm. And you end up wanting it more.
Right.
Yeah, once it's actually being taken away. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What would you say has been the, like, as you look back over your career, mm-hmm. I mean, you make, we'll call it multiple six figures now, you know, you do right. really, really well. What do you feel like you do really well?
Do I feel like I do really well? I'm going to always share, I'm going to always celebrate myself now. Mm-hmm. So I'll say yes. I'm definitely not remotely freaking close where I want to be, sure. you know, but.
Yeah. I like that answer. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll celebrate my wins.
What do you attribute to your success? I mean, obviously, even when you didn't want to, you kept showing up. Mm-hmm. It's a huge piece. But what else as you look back that maybe a new agent could take away from?
I think it's important to know, to have a good vision. So to know where you're going, because even water, right? Like water goes through all the storms and glaciers and all that stuff, and it still finds its way back to the ocean. So if you know what your ocean is, no matter what storms you're going to overcome, you can overcome that because you know what? I'm going to get to that ocean still, cool. even when it gets hard. So having a good vision and then really sticking with your why. Everyone is always going to say their why is their family. That's no matter, even if you worked for someone, that's still going to be part of your why. Mm-hmm. So I think like digging deeper and asking yourself multiple times, no, really,
love
what
that.
Is my why?
Love that.
It should bring goosebumps. Like, 100%. You know, if it's bringing goosebumps, that's your true why. Mm. So knowing that and then having that in front of you,
yeah.
Because you can't take a negative and a positive thought at the same time. Like it's physically impossible.
Yeah.
So if you're feeding positive, then the negative is a lot less. So I would say that knowing your why, your vision, and then I always go back to documenting everything because you have data. I like Alex Hormozi. He says confidence is an undeniable stack of evidence proving that you are who you say you are. So going back with if you have that data and you have self-doubt, you're like, well, this is the truth. Like I literally have it in writing. So why am I going to have self-doubt if I have this truth
exactly.
here? So I think that's important to also write it.
That's actually really cool. Yeah. I love that. That's something I was thinking about that I was going to share. I think it's so good. And I think there's also so many agents that like, for whatever reason, they're not getting there as fast as they think they are, or they thought it was going to be easier. Like, I feel like most people paint this industry as like an easy industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear that a lot.
You can just walk in and make six figures.
Right.
Like it's still the highest failure rate in the mm-hmm. world, even though there's more millionaires in financial services and the industry in the world too. What's your thoughts on that?
And so I'm going to read you a quote when you say that.
Okay.
I shared this with my team earlier, and this like for me, I'm like really resonated with me. Here it is. So it won't happen overnight, but if you quit, it won't happen at all.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's funny, like the people are like, oh, insurance sucks and it's a scam, but I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Mm. And so anything worthwhile is not going to happen overnight.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. So. It's what advice would you, give to a new agent to go out and consistently make, let's call it a couple grand a week?
So it's, you have to be the person that's worth getting that $2,000 a week. So, you know, what are you listening to? What are you reading? Who are you hanging out with?
A lot more important than we think.
Yeah. You have to be the person, and then you have to do the work. So you have to make the outreach in order to have the results.
I like that. So you do have.
Yeah, you do have.
And a lot of times you won't have if you don't do, but you won't do if you don't think that you are that, can be that person.
Right.
Yeah. If there's doubt.
Yeah.
That's what holds a lot of people back though too, is like the activity and the action. Mm-hmm. I was like, I learn best by doing.
Right.
I get better by doing. Yeah. You know, I improve by doing. You know, it's.
And then it outworks some of that self-doubt too. Because you don't have time. You're so busy that I don't have time to think about my self-doubt.
I can tell you I've always said this too, and I forget who said it, that the white space on your calendar is like the devil.
Mm.
You know, it's bad because an idle hands or the devil's workshop, and you don't have anything to do. Mm. If I go through a day where I've got a bunch of blank stuff on my calendar, it scares me to death.
Mm.
Like it terrifies me. At this stage in my career, it freaking terrifies me. And now that's rare now,
mm-hmm.
if I ever get even 30 minutes.
Right.
However, because somebody in the office is coming to me for something or, you know, for my phone. But I learned really quick at 20, if I have a full calendar and people to talk to and people to see,
mm-hmm.
I will win.
Right.
And if I don't, I won't.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things you can control is your schedule.
A lot more than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot more than you think.
I think a good like scheduling tip too is if you're looking at it, I used to put appointment with client, even if I had no clients that hour, but it pressured me to put a client for that appointment. I'm like, I already blocked it off. I need to fill it.
Mm.
I think that helps too, not having the white on your calendar.
I love that actually.
So
that's really creative. I've never heard anybody say that.
Yeah, that helps. That helps me. Actually, I'm like, I need to bring that back.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. If they want to learn more from you and stay in touch and keep hanging out and get to know Priscilla, and maybe they need some help and they're like, man, I would love to talk, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
What should they do?
They can reach out to me anytime. I've had incredible mentors. The least I can freaking do is pay it forward. So
that's awesome.
You can reach out to me anytime via email. Priscilla, the health agent, is on TikTok now because Cody's social media team has helped me get on TikTok. So TikTok, on YouTube now, thanks to Cody's team as well, Facebook, Instagram, and then you can also Google it.
I love it. Priscilla, that's PRISCILLA _ the health agent on IG. Priscilla, you're amazing, and I've loved having you back in the office.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for being in the office. Thanks for being back on the channel. And you guys, man, thanks for continuing to tune in and listen and learn from amazing people like Priscilla Marino on our Power Player podcast. No matter where you're at in the world, okay, I want to challenge you to continue to lean in and spend more time with us. And maybe it's in our academy at ultimateagentacademy.com. Either way, we'll see you on the next podcast. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.